now. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. It is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen here. Scott on way. Don't speed. Be careful with traffic, Mr. Scotty. You are listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS, or at 1700 The Champs. Facebook 1700 The Champ as well. This is our Friday today because we have a charity golf tournament that we are playing in tomorrow. Scott and I, brother-in-law Aaron's son Nate. It's the Deaver Roofing. I have it written down. I'm going to talk about it when Scotty comes in because it's a big deal for the roofing industry, and they do make sure that kids that parents or who they're living with don't have a lot of money, so they have Christmas presents. What a cool thing is that? Beaver Creek? Beaver Run, Beaver Creek. I think it's called Beaver Creek now, but haven't played out there for a while. It's outside of Grimes, and pretty excited about getting to play. So we will be back in on Monday, Tuesday. We'll do Wednesday. My numero uno job working for One Nat Properties. We have our day of caring, doing some work, for a local charity, doing some house repair. So I won't be in on Wednesday and Friday. We have one more, golf tournament that we have, for charity as well. And it's, one that we're doing, through Nat Properties as well. So, one of the great things about working for Nat Properties is the charitable work that we get to do, that we want to do, that everybody's excited to do, and it's a lot of fun. So tonight, I mean, come on, it's going to be the first thing that we talk about. It's Chiefs-Chargers. Leg up on the division, whoever wins this game tonight. Kansas City gets the first one at home. Two of the best quarterbacks, L.A. probably has the higher-ranked defense, but Kansas City's defense played really well. Two great quarterbacks, weapons, coaches. Andy Reid probably gets a thing there. And if you have not been watching social media today, the amount of people that had started trying to get into Arrowhead Stadium parking lots, they were lined up since like 7:30 this morning. I don't think they were even allowed in until 2:30, and I think they started changing their mind at like 1:30 to start letting people in because it was stopping traffic on the interstate. So that is such a huge game. Friday, you're going to get Twins Guardians baseball. You know, you got to keep winning. That's all the Twins can hope for. They have to win. I mean, they have to win 80% of their games on the way out and hope that teams above them are losing games. Saturday, you and I, Sacramento. Sunday, man, this is a crazy Sunday. You have Dolphins, Ravens, pregame at 11:30. We're going to join in progress the Bengals and the Cowboys. The Bears and the Packers come on at 7 later that night. Monday is a doubleheader. It starts with Bills, Tennessee Titans, and you join in progress two extremely surprised teams so far after the first week, the Minnesota Vikings and the Philadelphia Eagles. So a lot of stuff going on. I want to thank sponsors of the show before we kind of dive in here. Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, and Iowa Cubs. Also, check out Subway and their new fresh menu, their new fresh perspective on breakfast, lunches, dinners. Stop in, take a look what's going on. I did two commercials. I think they're running the first one right now. Another one coming up right after this one. It's a 3 month, really trying to reintroduce Come and Go and what they're trying to do with their fresh perspective. The food is, not going to lie, it's unbelievable. It is definitely fresh, and it's so good. And I'm going to tell you, breakfast is the best. So if you're out there tomorrow morning and the stomach is grumbling, get out to Come and Go. You are going to enjoy. Also, extremely happy to have BetMGM. You've heard me do some commercials for BetMGM. Been pushing that on social media as well. Been enjoying betting again. Not that I wasn't betting BetMGM, and not that I wasn't betting other things, but BetMGM has always been my kind of go-to. So I'm glad that we have them back in and getting to do some stuff with BetMGM. Okay, I think I got all that covered. So, Chiefs Chargers. So if you're listening to Maggie and Perloff before you come in, and once again, I could not be happier for such a great lead-in show with really, really interesting people. It's a lot of fun. It makes it worthwhile when you have somebody that has. I think that if you've listened to us long enough, that you understand the things that we're looking for in having a lead-in or having the people that we have on or all of that. We want them to be engaged. We want them to enjoy sports like we enjoy sports. We want them to have the ability to, you know, speak freely and really, really show what you have. B. Styles coming in today at 5:21. We had David Eicholt yesterday. We had Zach Steenblock yesterday. We had Maddie Nelson yesterday. I want to make it so it's enjoyable. They want to make it so it's enjoyable. I know that we both enjoy it, so now we're hoping that all you guys do as well. Can't wait to get B to come in here because there's just so many things going on these games. He's a Bears fan. A nice win for them. What's the expect this week? He's living in Minnesota. Minnesota on a big high right now from taking care of the Green Bay Packers. So you know that's kind of the stuff that we are looking at, and it's for us. It's exciting, and it's fun to get to talk about all these things. I had an interesting, before I jump more into this game, I have to find this. I had a individual send me today, and I'm trying, here it is right here. The gentleman's name that sent me an email today, his name is Bill Ames. And he is working with an author. His name is Jonathan Gelber. And he is getting ready to release The Idealist. Hold on just a second here. I need to do, hold on. I'm going to see if I can get somebody here. Hold on. Sorry about that, folks. Live radio. My goodness. I just had screens go bleep, 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 bleep. But we're back up. Okay. All good. Phew. Okay, so let me get back. So Bill Ames sent me an email today, and he's working with Jonathan Gelber, and he is writing a book, and it's called The Idealist. And that's what was in the heading. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. I don't get a lot of people asking, for getting, having someone talk about a book that wants to come on. So The Idealist, I thought, okay, that's interesting. Well, then he sent me a backup email, and The Idealist is Jack Trice and the fight for a forgotten college football legacy that will be out on September 27th. The Idealist is a complete portrait of Jack Trice, the son of a Buffalo soldier who became a high school football standout in Ohio, embarked on his college career hoping to emulate fellow Iowa State alum George Washington Carver. The introspective 21-year-old was ever aware of his status in 1923 as college's first black football player. On the eve of his second varsity football game for the Iowa State Cyclones, Jack Trice wrote a letter, "The honor of my race, family, and self are at stake. Everyone is expecting me to do big things. I will." Trice would die tragically days later after sustaining injuries on the field during that game. Today, Iowa State football games are played at Jack Trice Stadium. One of the top-selling shirts is Jack Trice Stadium. I forgot to turn your mic on. Hi, Scott.
Hi there. Hi.
So he sends me a copy of the ebook. He's sending me a copy of the book, and he's like, "Do you think that you could interview the writer?" Yeah. when would you like me to do it?
Okay.
So that
falls on into your lap right there. Yeah.
So the book is coming out September 27th. I might have a copy of the book sitting in my email right here. And I think we're going to try to have him on the 26th is what I asked. So I thought that was pretty cool. So that was the start of my day today at like 2 o'clock. So
hello.
Pretty exciting. How are you? Welcome back.
Hi. It's been a whirlwind. Yeah.
That has been. You've been out there. So how was your trip to Chicago?
Actually, I applaud the Chicago area. 88 and 294 are actually in pretty good shape. Got in and out nicely.
Good.
Business,
I like that.
Business stuff went well as well, so.
That's even better.
Today was interesting at work.
It always is when you come back.
When you're gone for that long.
I am going through, I started the show today talking about, and I'll let you do yours here in just a second. When you're getting ready to do, so we're doing a day for caring for NAP. Through Link Associates and a couple of their homes that they have individuals living in. So yes. We're doing some deck work, we're doing some yard work and stuff. And when you're trying to get, Lowe's has been a great partner with us. So we're trying to, you know, they're busy, you know, product. You never know if you have product, you don't have product. So they've been trying to find product for us and everything. But it's like, you're doing that, doing work, you got radio stuff, you got all these, you know, it's crazy. And you just, all of a sudden, you go, and it's okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, tomorrow, obviously, we're going to be at a golf course for
right.
charitable reasons.
A charitable golf. Yes. So I told them it's
the rooftop.
The
rooftop foundation.
And
it's a fundraiser so that we can, around Christmas.
It's Papa Deaver.
Papa Deaver.
Yes, it is. What's his first name?
Kenny.
I was trying to explain it to Nate.
There's multiple ones. He's the second one. Yeah. Yes.
He's not senior. He's
Kenny the second.
Yeah.
He looks just like Santa Claus.
He does. I explained to Nate. And he goes, "Well, how come there's Santa Claus boots?" Wait till tomorrow.
Well, and it does, but it's also, we raise the money so that I think it was Studebaker last year. It was kindergarten and first graders, but we go and we shop with them. They have to, everything from they get a little budget and then they do a list and all these, but you go out shopping with them and they have breakfast at the, I think it was the Eagles Club or something like that. But it's a day of giving back that they've been doing forever, and it's great to be a part of it.
Right. And the most important thing is they don't raise the money and then just give it and let somebody else do it. They're involved through.
Absolutely.
Which makes it even more fun. Yep. So yes, that's our charitable golf. So is it Beaver Run or Beaver Creek now?
We're playing. Beaver Creek.
It used to be when it first came out.
On 141 out there.
Yeah, I think it was called Beaver Run when it first came out.
Oh, then
maybe the creek wasn't very big.
I don't know. I just know that there is a South 9 that you have to recharge a golf cart just to get out there, so far out there.
It is out there.
But it's supposed to be a wonderful day with a 55% chance of rain.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, well.
I started the show out saying that football slowly gets to you, and then all of a sudden, man,
it's
here.
Oh, good Lord.
And it's the Chargers and the Chiefs.
Right.
Two of the hottest teams from the first week. And we'll talk about the first week of football since it's the first time I get to see you. The first week of the NFL, unlike college, the first week of the NFL is some of the most meaningless football that you ever think, because we all want to take so many big things about what happened. And then the second week, you're thinking, oh my gosh, did you see what that team did the first week? And now they get a home game. This is what Kansas City has to worry about tonight. Now they get a home game.
Right.
Can you imagine what they're going to do? Yes, we can imagine what they're going to do. They sometimes don't do very well.
Yeah, let's see.
So
I went with the Chargers and the under. So yeah.
See, now I took the Chiefs and the over. So see, that's see, our that's, typical.
That's the way
that's
we
our,
go.
That's our typical but way of, no, of doing things.
When we get into it, because I'm back in a wonderful relationship with BetMGM.
Me
and they
well.
Have updated the app. There's a lot of things as far as user friendly. I love when you go to the NFL go to the football tab and you click on local now and it brings up your closest, you know, stuff like that. But like I had Hawaii, the spread, won. Iowa State, total points and under. It was a parlay, won. Buffalo Bills, won. Iowa State, money line, won. I had a good weekend.
You did have a good weekend. I had a good weekend too. The best part of my weekend is I had a couple of bets that I didn't win. I missed by a point and a half a point, but both bets were backed up. So that money just went right back into my account.
Yeah.
It wasn't a great week. Watching football, for us, we went to Sarah and Fed's house to watch the game with friends, and it was a happy occasion. Follow with a sad occasion, right, since they are now on their way to Florida.
Actually, they're just pulling in New Mexico right now, and I'm like, why are you going through New Mexico to get to Florida? But you know what? That's on them.
That's on them. So you are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We got both of us in here now. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We'll be back right after this break.
Connect with Steen on sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
That's fun.
It is fun. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Happy Hour _SS, at Scott Brower _13, and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. Website, 1700thechamp.com. Since we're not in here tomorrow, when I get home tonight, I'll put Wednesdays and Thursdays up. It is much easier when I upload them two at a time.
Opposed to 30.
30 at a time or one at a time. Two seems to be the magical number, that it is just really quick and it uploads and everything works fine.
And speaking of people listening to us as we were talking in the break, my wife just reminded me, she said they're going to Arizona. I was aware that they're going to Arizona, but when I just talked to Fed, they're going through New Mexico right now. So
to get to Arizona. Well, that makes more sense than going to through New Mexico to get to Florida.
Have you ever been to L.A. via Omaha?
Yes. Tonight after the game, it's Chiefs Chargers, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. Pre-game's at 6 o'clock. I'm going to wait until the next segment, and I'll run you through what we have for the rest of the weekend, just so we can kind of get going here. This segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one location in West Des Moines, a new branch in Ames, three locations in Omaha, many, many more across the state of Iowa. Commitment that you can count on. They're taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agriculture, wealth management, private banking. They take care of all. A person that uses it sitting across from me. I have an account. It is easy. It's just a good bank. Now here's the commitment part. When you go in, the most important thing that you can do if you're looking for a new bank, if you're looking for if you're looking for a mortgage or you're looking for things, is you need to do your research. Well, we're helping you do some research here. What they're going to do is they want you to explain a little bit about what you're looking for in your experience with Northwest Bank. And once you do that, you're going to see the commitment kick in, because they know how to guide you through all the things that make all of us nervous. And, you know, we're very nervous about individuals getting into our bank account or all the things that are out there, all the scamming that goes on. They're there to take care of you, and that's what they do. Northwest Bank, member FDIC. Okay, so we'll hold off. I want to get a little Iowa State with you. We'll do that in the 4:40 hour.
Sure.
I want to talk. So you have. I'm listening to people today, and I listened after the football games on Monday, and I heard people talking about Justin Herbert, and I heard people talking about, you know, good or bad, talking about Aaron Rodgers, bad, talking about Dak Prescott, bad. And they went through, and I like listened for the first 20 minutes, and they didn't mention Patrick Mahomes with no Tyreek Hill and 5 touchdowns and 380 yards. Tonight could be different. The LA Chargers have a really good defense, and it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And the important thing is, it's not to say, well, without Tyreek Hill there. Tyreek Hill was a very important part of their offense. And Tyreek Hill did really well in his Miami debut, as did Tua. And the most important thing is, on a lot of these teams, when you have a speed receiver like that, you think most of the times that these teams have one D-back that can handle that. Mm-hmm. Now, with the Miami Dolphins, they have 2 of the 5 fastest wide receivers.
Well, see, and that was the cool thing, because as they were targeting Tyreek Hill, you got big plays out of Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle, because you couldn't
right.
get both.
Right.
And then you throw the tight end in, and then you do running the football, and the mastermind that is Bill Belichick, not so mastermind without Tom Brady, had an opening season loss. That doesn't happen very often.
No.
Now that was a Miami home game, Miami. Yeah, it was a Miami
home game,
and they've always given New England problems in Miami.
Miami got turnovers. Miami got points off of turnovers. I mean, they did the right things. It was a fun game to watch.
And you have
that side of the coin. Yeah,
the fact that you had some quarterbacks getting hurt. You know, I talked to B earlier in the week. We'll look forward, but just going back a little bit, you know, Justin Fields, you know, it was a monsoon.
Right.
And since Justin Fields won, everybody's high on Justin Fields, and Trey Lance lost, so they're down on Trey Lance. It was a monsoon.
Well, but it was a monsoon with 8 minutes to go in the game, though, right?
Yeah.
It was the rain beforehand that they were trying to get the rainwater out from underneath the turf.
Yeah, that is why they want to build a new stadium. That is probably the worst stadium in the National Football League.
Yeah, and it's that's coming from Chicago, where we stayed. We were real close to Arlington Heights, and it's, you know, you get one side of the coin was the money. They've already bought Churchill Downs. They're already doing this. It's going to be a massive district with entertainment and all these different things. And then the other people, well, no, they haven't really done it yet. They've put down payment that, you know, it's like,
this is
a done deal.
It's a done deal. The NFL,
they're already talking what they need to do to intersections and exit ramps. That's what they're addressing now to get the
NFL was telling them they need to get out of where they were.
Right.
Because it's not a good situation. It wasn't a good situation when they built it 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
Right.
60. I don't remember when they built it, to be real with you, but it's been a long time.
What?
I'm 56 years old, and they had Soldier Field when I was
That's been around. So. That was one of the original. But then they turned it into the UFO landing in Soldier Field.
Exactly.
So that was different.
The biggest thing that everybody's talking about tonight is Justin Herbert versus Patrick Mahomes. And to a certain point, that is the marquee. That's the marquee matchup, right? But then you look, Justin Herbert's going to be without Keenan Allen, one of his best wide receivers.
Right.
You know, and for Kansas City, you have to protect against Bosa and Khalil Mack.
Right.
Khalil Mack, who had a really big game last weekend. It's going to be fun to see. I think that Andy Reid has something to prove this year. I think Eric Bieniemy has something to prove this year. And I think Patrick Mahomes has something to prove this year. And I think that bodes well for the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Reid has something because, you know, once he got to that promised land of winning a Super Bowl, people just expected that it would just keep going. Right. And it's hard to do. We all understand that. Injuries, you're seeing that now.
Well, even before any of this really started, when Tyreek Hill left, the discussion became, oh, is this going to be like a Belichick and Brady incident?
Right.
Who was better? Who wins the quote-unquote divorce? You know, that ordeal.
Exactly.
I think both of them are looking to shine on their own.
Yeah,
here.
I agree with that as well. You know, and one of the things, Eric Bieniemy has something to prove here.
Absolutely.
Because he's to a point now where everybody just thinks it's because of Andy Reid. He's not even getting looks at head coaching jobs. And he was one of the, 2 years ago, he was one of the most sought after people.
Right.
And he just kept not getting a job. Oh, he was second. He was second.
Right. I thought he was getting a good chance at Jacksonville, I thought.
Yeah, and it just, it didn't, you know, having a new quarterback. Now, I think Jacksonville's in a really good place with Doug Peterson. He's he's taken somebody like that before. And for Doug Peterson, as much as you love or hate Carson Wentz, Trevor Lawrence is a much better athletic quarterback than Carson Wentz is. So you just have to see. They had a rough week, but they still had a chance to win that game. And I guess the biggest thing that we talked about yesterday, or actually from it just carried over from the Monday Night Football game, is Nathaniel Hackett. He is not getting a lot of love in the NFL.
No.
I mean, he went from when he took that Denver Bronco job and Aaron Rodgers had a bad game, you're like, maybe Nathaniel Hackett had something here. Maybe he was more important to Aaron Rodgers than that. And then he makes that kind of call. And I can't believe that he made it out of the stadium without having to go up and talk to the new ownership group and saying, you know, you kind of go, we just paid him a lot of money. Let him do that.
Yeah.
And then he came out the next day and he kind of doubled down. And he said, you know, our first thing that we had to do is we had a mark of the 46-yard line. We got there, so we thought that's what we're going to do. And I'm like, dude, the wrong 46-yard line. Other side.
Yeah.
You were still on the wrong side of the field.
It worked out nicely with when my departure was on Sunday. I had my NFL package on my phone, so I had it playing overhead in the truck. And I would say, in quotations, listened to the Packer game, and wow.
It was bad. It was bad to watch.
I was getting texts from my Packer fan family, and it was, I'm like, it sounds, and they're like, it looks even worse than it sounds, because Rodgers was, five sacks?
Yeah, and he got pressured. The change of the game.
He's got his big boys, his offensive line that are injured. That's a massive deal, obviously.
He had his moment, though. He throws a pass, and it goes through the wide receiver's hands. He was not the same for like a quarter and a half.
Yep.
He was mad. He's like, I'm taking my ball, and I'm going home. These guys can't catch.
That receiver just had to go, I'm going to just
I'm gonna go
over here.
I'll just stay out of everybody's hair.
The other sideline. And hey, you guys.
The biggest thing, the thing that I was posting most on social media, Za'Darius Smith said, I'm leaving Green Bay because they don't want to pay me, and the only place I want to go is the Minnesota Vikings, because I want that team twice.
Right.
And he dominated a game. Yeah. I mean, dominated a game. That time that he knocked the offensive lineman 5 yards back in the backfield, and then they sandwiched Aaron Rodgers and had his helmet on crooked, and he kind of got up like, I need to go back to the mountaintop and get me some more of that.
Somebody get me some tea.
Give me some of that aphiliac or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. That's overreaction.
That's overreaction. That's
because
not going to
be
their season.
Just fine.
Right.
Alan Lazard makes a difference. He makes a difference with the running game.
Probably can't spell relax or something.
As much as rookie, what they ripped on the TV, as rookie wide receivers sometimes aren't ready for the big moment. What hurt them the most is rookie wide receivers don't know how to run block, because they've never been asked to run block.
Right.
They've played in run and shoot offenses in college, and they have no idea.
Yeah.
Alan Lazard came to the Green Bay Packers, and he played at Iowa State, and that's what Iowa State did. They ran a lot of that out of their run pass option, and he knows how to block.
Right.
Getting him back is a big deal for Aaron Rodgers. So hopefully he makes it back this week, and that'll
I hope he's
that'll
ready.
Calm your Green Bay Packer
well,
fan.
But when
sorry,
I say
Grandpa.
That,
sorry, Bridge.
When I say that, I hope he's not rushed.
No, I mean, I agree.
I never heard totally what it was. I'm guessing he just got completely, when they say stepped on, got raked down as from high ankle or whatever, because that had to be bad.
Oh yeah. Okay. But, trying to think where I want to go here. I got a couple of different places. Let's take care of this one right now.
Fire away.
So not only Serena Williams, now Roger Federer getting ready to retire. As Serena and Venus and maybe one or two others dominated tennis for, say, the last 10 years, Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer, and Djokovic dominated tennis for like the last 18 years. All of them are in the 20s in Grand Slam. I think they're called Grand Slam in tennis. If I'm tennis guys, I'm sorry. I think they're Grand Slams. I think it is. But they've all dominated. They all have in the 20s. They've been fighting. They've been jumping each other and all that. And I think Roger Federer just kind of, you know, seeing him, he was the Novak was, you know, he had,
right.
And Rafael Nadal was always on the move. And Roger Federer was just out there going, you know, taking a couple of high steps and tick, tick.
There you go.
And I think he just said, listen, I don't need this anymore. I'm perfectly happy. I have $300 million.
Yeah, okay.
I'm good. And
just tell me what you know.
We're getting to a point. We're gonna start missing some people in the next 2 to 3 years. You know, and some of the names that came. Yeah. I mean, you're looking at a LeBron James, who, except for that, he wants to play with his kids at least once. You have some baseball players that are getting up there in age, that are, you know, they're getting close, that we've been watching for a long time. And it's sad to see them go. Now, like Serena, she's like, man, that was kind of fun to play and tell them it was your last one. I wonder if I could do that like 6 or 7 more times.
Exactly. Who was
hopefully they try not to do that. But
maybe she'll send a fax that says, I'm back.
Yes.
Yeah. Nope. I think she might.
The way she talked about
finding her spiritualness and being a mother, I think she is ready.
Tonight, right after our show, we have Chief Chargers pregame. We'll talk about that more coming up when we get into this next hour. We got about 40 seconds left.
Yeah.
This next segment. First question out of the box, I'm going to ask you so you can start thinking about it.
Well, you're soft.
What is big enough expectations for the Iowa-Nevada game to make people stop doing what they're doing? And what they're doing is being concerned that what the heck is going on with the Iowa Hawkeyes offense. That's the first one. And the second one is some of the big stuff on those are the two things on social media today. One was, you know, what are expectations? What would satisfy somebody? The other was the 55 people that posted today. What's a better job, the Nebraska job or the Iowa State job? I'm going to get your opinion on that too.
So okay. You're not going to like it, but I'll.
You have both of those to kind of take a look at with me, and we can debate.
A lot of people have been talking about it.
That's
so
fun.
It's going to be easy.
It's always fun to do that. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Got a ton to talk about. B Styles is coming in here at 5:21. He's going to give us his picks, college and pros. We will be back right after this break.
Thursday night.
Right is Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
In Des Moines, you're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, welcome to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at 1700 The Champ, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Chiefs, Chargers, enough said. That's coming on. 6 o'clock pregame. You're gonna hear the Kansas City Chiefs call of the game tonight. So look forward to that. A ton of football coming on this weekend. Tomorrow night you get Twins Guardians at 6:10. So after a little bit, I don't Maggie and Pearl only go till 5, I think. get a little of Zach Gelb. We are off tomorrow as we are in a golf outing, a charitable
goofing around.
Golf outing. But here's Sunday, Dolphins Ravens. That's kind of a big game for these two guys.
I guess I'm surprised that hasn't come up.
I know
the two
of us. Bengals Cowboys, interesting game. Bears Packers. Always a crazy game. Then you have the Titans and the Bills and the Vikings and the Eagles. This segment will be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance. They were founded in 2011. They provide quality health-centric building maintenance. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for the companies that they are cleaning for. They are certified partners in science-proven microbial control, the state-of-the-art protection to keep their environment safe and more healthy for everyone. Touch points. That's the spray and touch points. A lot of touch points. We touch a lot of things.
Doorknobs, handrails.
Yep. So I want to thank Heritage Building Maintenance for being a part of that.
Very nice.
Okay. If I said Subway, I didn't mean to say Subway. I meant Come and Go.
I was
fresh.
As I was doing the speed limit, trying to get here on
You're
time.
Like, Subway, do
I'm like, we got Subway also?
No, Come and Go. Anyway, sorry. Okay. Come and Go's new, fresh perspective. That's the tagline.
There you go.
The fresh perspective. Gotcha. So excited about having, I said it again, because now you have it in my head. Okay. I'm going to keep saying
it. I'm telling you, just write
Come
things down.
Come and go. Okay.
I stopped it when I was on my way out Sunday. I literally $44. It was beef jerky, Mentos, at one of those nice fresh new Subway sandwiches that they have and stuff. Because I knew I had a 5-hour drive and I was going to be listening to football.
Fresh Subway sandwich?
It was a sub style sandwich.
You said Subway sandwich. So see, it even mixed you up.
It's a type. It's like saying Kleenex, dude. They're all tissues. But anyway, I went through and had a lot of stuff. There they are.
Yes.
But anyway.
Good for you.
But.
Okay. I just had this sent at me too. So I'm gonna clear up one thing, and then we'll talk about expectations for the Iowa and who are they have? They have Nevada. We have Ohio. I keep getting that mixed up too. Is that Iowa State,
Ohio, yes.
In Iowa, Nevada.
Right. Ohio, the Mac school.
Yes. In Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
About 3.5 miles from Ohio State, because that's where my sister-in-law and brother-in-law live.
Cool.
Okay, Iowa State, yes, Big 12 officials on field, replay officials, home team, Big 10. I mean, they're Big 10, mm-hmm. So replay. Everybody said, well, they should have replayed. Replay would Big 12 officials were not the replay officials. That's the Big 10 officials. The
right.
officials on the field were Big 12 officials. And if that's the biggest thing that you can talk about at your press conference and still continue to talk about, and you have somebody that has one touchdown and 9 interceptions, I think I would be quiet about stuff on the field. Officiating.
Right.
I don't know anything. So
okay, so you said?
Expectations.
When do they go, okay, we're going to be okay. We're going to get our 8 wins. Yep. We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
I don't see that. But
wink.
You've got to, okay, they're a 23.5-point underdog.
Favorites.
See what I'm doing? Man, this is top
Thursday.
The world.
It's opposite day
it's
today.
Opposite. Happy hour. So they are a 23.5-point favorite. 65.5 is
the first over-under I saw was 40.5. How crazy is that? They were 20.5-point favorites, and 40.5 was the over-under.
Wow.
Exactly. 63.5 makes a lot more sense.
65.5.
65.5.
So I'm definitely taking the
If you say that – see, here's the tough thing for that, because they gave up 500 yards to Incarnate Word or whatever they're called
right.
last week. So if the Hawkeyes don't get 500 yards in offense, is that a disappointment?
Yes.
I would think so too.
But listen, they're a 23.5-point favorite, yet the over-under is 60. They're assuming that the other team is going to score 20-some points. Yeah, they're supposed to be that defense.
Yeah.
They're a good defense.
It is a good – it's a great defense that
but
for the Iowa
points.
State game was on the field too long. I mean, that's kind of easy.
Yeah.
So, but you – I just –
They have to smash that 23.5 points.
So you're hoping he completes 50% of his passes. couple hundred yards.
I don't see
a touchdown.
It.
Get the running game going.
They've got to get some movement out of some receivers.
That's crazy.
Obviously, that Ergo Vista, it has to be from Petras, but I just.
So I had,
he's not going to get 500 yards.
I had David on, and David had a rough couple of days because he was trying to get answers. And do you think you deserve answers? I deserve the truth. They weren't coming his way. And he said, he asked me yesterday when I had him on, he's like, Steen, what did you think? I said, listen, if it was he's getting rushed and there's nobody open, that wasn't it. He had people open in the flat all day long. Mm-hmm. And overthrew or underthrew them on every single pass. That's not scheming. That's somebody that has absolutely zero confidence.
That's execution and having, what's the word I've heard before? The yips.
Yeah.
He
can do it. He just doesn't have the confidence to do it. So I don't know if he doesn't have the confidence in the wide receivers. There are a lot of new wide receivers. Now, my thought process is, why would you bring back guys who are just now getting healthy against Nevada when you can save it for Rutgers? And Rutgers is going to score points.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to score with them. They don't have a great defense. They don't have a horrible defense. You're going to have to go. I mean, you're going to have to go toe-to-toe with them, and you have to have something good come out of this week.
I agree. You have to show something positive, and you have to show some sort of gel between Brian, Petras, the line, everything. The offense has to fire on all cylinders and get some confidence with everyone around, including the fan base.
And that's the problem, too.
So we can quit focusing on
here's my
Tuesday. Oh, he's still our guy.
Here's my Nana moment, right? Because we all love Nana, and Nana is the salt of the earth. And during that game, love you, Nana. Hi, DJ. During the game, she sends a text and goes, that is so poor sportsmanship that they're booing the quarterback like that. And I sent one back. It's the home team that's booing. He's never been a great quarterback, but he hasn't. It's gotten to a level, and
at least he seemed to be a little more mistake free in the past.
And what was the one thing that we said on the show? If we get a turnover, I don't care if we turn the ball over, but if we get a turnover, this game.
Right.
Exactly. Because that knocked the little piece off of our shoulder, and their little piece was Spencer, and he didn't have a good game, and I don't think Kirk did him any favors. I don't think Brian Ferentz did him any favors this week. And to be really honest with you, if he plays the first half and they're up big and they bring in Alex Padilla and Alex Padilla plays well, that's going to be a disservice to him, because people are going to go see. That's what we've been telling you.
Yep.
It's a lose-lose proposition in this game this week, knowing that you have, because I went through this yesterday with David, and I'm like, David, I'm looking at this, and if you take Iowa State turned the ball over twice in the red zone,
mm-hmm.
or it's a 17-point game.
I agree.
So you have now, with all that being said, as soon as you get done with Nevada. I would say Nevada.
It's Nevada.
So
Madrid.
In Iowa, it's Nevada.
Yes.
Nevada. Okay, so this is what you have to do. You have Rutgers. Okay, you're going to have to score. Rutgers, two games they've had so far this year. I'm trying to see total points per game. They're scoring 44 points a game. So you're going to have to score. I know your defense is good, but if you keep them out on the field all the time, it's going to get. Then it's a gauntlet. Then you have Michigan. You get Michigan at home. Then you go to Illinois. Illinois is playing well. They're scoring. Then you have to go to Ohio State. Then you have to play Northwestern. Then you have to play Purdue. Oh, yeah, by the way, Charlie Jones is playing for Purdue and having an All-American season so far.
So far, yeah.
Then you have to play Wisconsin. Then you have to go to Minnesota. And then you have to play Nebraska. God only knows what Nebraska is going to be like. if some of the rumblings that are out there about Nebraska, just having somebody that maybe has a clear head.
That well put.
Might,
yes, that
might make coaching and football better for them. So we'll see what happens.
And we need to talk about Nebraska.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Top of the hour. We got our segment coming up, B Styles. We'll pick some football games in that last segment. And I